go anywhere, man.
All right, welcome to the podcast number, whatever it is. What number is this?
10.
I can't hear you.
10?
10?
Hey, you didn't even give me any fair warning.
I think it's 8. I think it probably might be.
Nobody cares.
You can't hear a thing I'm saying.
No one listens to this.
This is the beginning. I think that this is just the beginning because, I mean, I need my place. What? I need to get an apartment, and then I want to set up like a legit place
you want
to
a
do
studio.
It.
Is that what you're telling us? Is that what you're trying to open up and tell us that you want a studio?
You already bought
no, I don't want a studio. I just want a place where we can do it.
Sounds like a studio.
Place.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, it's not a studio, but it's a place where we can record stuff, and it sounds nice.
AKA
shut
it's
up.
A studio.
No, it's not a studio yet. Though. It's just
or
my
trap
apartment.
House. A trap house.
So we all got life going on.
What's a trap house?
A trap house is where they package and distribute narcotics.
You're
you
way,
should, yeah,
way
you,
too
you're
far,
too
from,
far
the mic.
From the mic, man.
A trap house. Is where they package and distribute narcotics.
Okay.
Go find a chair, man.
And which is our topic for today?
That's
trap houses.
Huh?
Trap houses is our topic for today.
Okay. The episode should be called "This is a studio." That's what a studio is.
Studio is a trap house. That's the title. There you go.
My trap house and my studio.
There you go. That's the title for today. I got it.
Any of you guys are listening, play Titanfall, come see me. I'm currently the Titanfall reigning king.
He played Titanfall for like 5 minutes for his first time, and
I took out 2 Titans.
About like a bunch of
with
grunts.
A pistol.
Not
headshotting
really.
People. I'm walking around with 1 bullet in the chamber, just dot dot dot, taking people.
I don't need a reload.
Dot, dot,
I don't need a reload.
It's a dot 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 type thing. I switched.
K dot.
Yeah, it does.
K dot.
Do 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 do. You would. Exactly. It don't make sense. It makes dollars.
Do 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 do.
All right. Today, actually, is a pretty exciting day.
No, it's not.
Well, what happened today, Romeo?
These Days came out for any of you guys.
Listen to Absol.
Or listen to music in general. Go listen to it.
Absol.
I bought my wrestling mats.
Anthony bought
his mat so I can throw him. That's a great day.
I don't even wrestle. I'll beat all of y'all.
Jemiah's about to come up there with just
I'll come
the
in
cowcatcher's
a unitard.
I'm pretty sure
where did you get a unitard, Jeremiah?
I hate kids
like singlets.
That. Singlets.
Or whatever it is.
Weightlifters and gymnasts use leotards. Men wear singlets.
Okay.
So
thanks
you
for
know.
Clearing that up for me.
That's what I do.
This is the first... Basically, this is the opener segment. We can't record the entire way because this computer might just crap out on us. So this is the beginning of this podcast.
This is the beginning of the end?
If you call this the end.
We have Gilbert reported. No, we don't.
We have Beer of the
Week.
No,
we might have a Gilbert report for you. We don't have Beer of the Week.
No Beer of the Week.
We have Titanfall Kill of the Week, courtesy by me.
How about Powerade of the Week?
We have Powerade of the Week.
I don't know what that means.
We just buy random flavor Powerade and drink it.
Oh, okay.
And tell them that we feel like
limited edition green apple.
Or smoothie.
Did you try that green
I
apple?
Bought a limited edition box of Fruit Loops the other day. It was a night thing.
What was the taste? It just tasted?
It was just Fruit Loops. The box was just like limited.
Mm. Was it a different color? Or just the box?
Just the box.
That's lame. So I'm going to play a cut of These Days, and we're going to review it.
I haven't even heard it, but
this is where I play it off of my phone.
Gilbert's sick. He's messing around with the wrong girls.
Hey, Ali!
And he has an STD.
Don't talk about Karina like that.
I can hear myself good now.
He has an STD.
That's good now.
If any of you...
Anyway.
Hey, Ali! That's the album.
Hey, Ali.
That's,
You know there's a Titanfall app?
Yeah, I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna be here so much that
we
like.
Should do, we should
the
do.
The Titanfall app where you can like this will be your mini map on the phone.
They have the same. You should get it
for like Battlefield.
Yeah, but Battlefield you can call in like airstrikes and stuff through.
Yeah. I think maybe you can like call for your Titan. I don't want to care.
Just run to it. Get, So, how does it feel having an STD?
I don't have an STD, man.
How does it feel living in denial?
Living
in denial of an STD. Not good.
Did you get it when that guy peed on you?
No one peed on me.
Oh, you're right, that's the other
they
guy.
They peed on Mike, where you at?
Don't say that on the podcast.
Oh my gosh, I wasn't there, but I just see everything, how it happened.
I wish you were there. You could help me decide what to do.
I don't know, it depends on my level
of... No, that would have been stupid.
It depends.
Like, we'd just be beating up a drunk guy.
I know, he was really drunk.
He was really drunk. If we get in a fight, he's just... It'd be like, what's the point of this?
That's a proof of point. That's so I can get some anger out in my life.
No, but they knew about it the next day, and they were laughing about it, and they were laughing at us. And
then they sent...
Well, I would. Their parties suck, like really bad.
I know.
If you hear
there's
it,
no girls.
I don't know why I keep going. I kept going. I don't know why.
It's
because
it's a party.
I know. I'm never going there again.
Oh, also, my premiere party, July 19th, at 12 p.m. midnight. That's because technically it comes out on the 20th, so midnight.
You can't bring up the whole peeing thing and then not explain it.
Okay, basically, I was out of town. They tried somebody because I was out of town. They know I'm a natural born killer, and you know, if I was here, things would have been different. No, what's happened.
Honestly, if things were different, it would have been.
These days, you know, people just.
I just think the whole thing was just really stupid.
I can't believe it even happened.
I didn't know how it happened. Like, if I saw it, and if we saw it, and
it
was bad.
Happened. Yeah, it would have been.
Then, because I don't know, he might have just peed on his leg a little bit, or. I don't know what happened. If he just like...
If he full on whipped it out and knowingly peed on
it. And peed on his face?
It's...
Because I asked Mike...
I didn't even want to think about it. I haven't talked to Mike since.
I tried to ask him. He said he doesn't remember because he was drunk. But...
That's why you only drink Powerade. Shout out to Zeke.
LeBron James.
What are you guys talking about?
Oh my god.
What happened here?
Is that that...
It's...
Is it like that party?
Yeah,
I'm gonna pee on you. Trip, trip, trip. You remember that? You don't remember that? Do you remember that?
Wait.
Trip, trip, trip.
Dave Chappelle.
I'm gonna pee on you.
Well, I'm probably the only minority who's not seen Dave
Chappelle. You never seen Dave Chappelle?
You have an STD, you can't judge me.
You never seen Dave Chappelle?
I sound like a Dave Chappelle
student. You never seen Dave Chappelle?
No, he talks about how he hates rap and he hates the NBA. And he only likes rap because of Lupe. Lupe's white too, so.
Alright, if you guys want to listen to a good album, go listen to The Cool and listen to.
That song made him black.
We're going to show you Dave Chappelle from beginning to end.
I know he's funny. I've seen, like, sketches.
Yeah, but he just doesn't want to be that stereotypical.
I'd just be watching Key and Peele, honestly.
He just doesn't want to be
that
stereotypical.
That kid, you know.
But you're watching Key and Peele.
Key and Peele is hilarious.
Ramil watches Fox News, Bill O'Reilly.
Alright, that's what I do in my life.
No Spin Zone.
After every presidential debate, I would go straight to Fox to see what the real world is like.
Yeah.
See what
it's good to be like refreshed. You know.
Honestly, my grandpa made the best point. He's like, if I was Obama, I wouldn't watch CNN. I'd watch Fox. He's like, because I wouldn't want to hear what my supporters would say. I'd want to hear what the people who don't like me say, so I could try to appeal to them too.
That's true.
Or see what they'll
never appeal to them.
But Fox just be hating everybody. Honestly, Fox is like the KKK of media. It's just like, oh, Biden? We're just going to hate him because there's no one else to hate right now.
Yeah. No, it's like...
I don't really be keeping up with politics, so I can't talk.
It's trying to, like, keep drama in the world. If there was no drama in politics, then...
It's just like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Except Tyrion.
And the Republicans are the
Lannisters. Spoiler alert!
But no, everybody here except
But the people who listen may not have seen it.
No, I don't watch it.
No, spoiler alert. So you might want
to. I forgot
we
were trying
down.
To get listeners. I thought this was just for us.
I don't expect
anybody to listen to this.
That's where it starts.
I wonder if Jacob ever listened to this.
Oh,
I just texted him about.
We should have invited him. He wanted to join.
Is he?
We can do another one.
I don't want syphilis.
Look at him.
Go ahead.
Yeah, syphilis.
Okay,
I'd elbow you. I'm actually very scared. My wrist hurts. I'm not wrestling.
You shouldn't get everybody. You're gonna get everybody at work sick.
Juan's already sick.
Because of you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Did you
kiss him again? This watered down fruit punch. Huh? This is dilated fruit punch.
Yeah, this is mostly water.
Oh my god. What the is the point?
Because I wanted water.
Why don't you get a glass? You can't mess with people.
Why don't you
like
get water if you wanted
yeah,
water?
Yeah, he always does a, like, he brings home juice and then
well,
the
how about
next
this?
Day he fills
it's
it up
not
with water.
Watered down juice. It's water with flavor.
No, I can buy some.
It's watered down juice.
What does the
no,
label
I can water
say?
With flavor.
I see Minute Maid.
Exactly.
Premium. That means it's quality juice.
But you,
I can get me
a
whole
book by his
water.
Cover.
Like, I'm not judging. I'm,
see now, if you got a little bit of that and poured
get
it
that
into Kool-Aid. Water, it's watered. It's
okay, but
watered.
I may not judge a
you,
book
like,
by. I may not
dude,
judge a
what happened at the, with the NBA, and you're like, I don't watch the NBA. See, I'm reading you by your cover.
Because I'm black, but that's different.
That's inappropriate.
That is.
I call
but,
racist.
But listen,
that
no, I may not judge a book by cover, but the contents of the material inside may be misleading completely. If I see a book,
and it says,
unless it's a symbolic image on the front.
Okay.
But you know, I see a Minute Maid thing. I'm like, okay, I drink it. It may be a different type of juice, not fruit punch. I didn't judge it. It's just I don't like the quantities of what's inside. I was misled.
Right, but I wasn't trying to sell you this. This is just how I was drinking this. And you just
I
grabbed it.
I wasn't trying to pitch you any.
That's a cool Spider-Man thing. I want to get that.
Birdo got it for my birthday.
Who?
KB, my homeboy, King Birdo.
Shout out to King Birdo. Birdo!
Birdo!
All
right. Birdo!
We dedicate this first segment to Birdo.
Birdo!
I have to make the second segment.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.? And it's the second segment.
Man, I do that easily.
You
Ely.
Know what that means?
Easily? I do that
easily.
Ely? Did
that real easily,
bro?
Ely. Did that
real
easily,
bro?
Really?
I think our podcast should be short, but do it frequently. You know what I'm talking about?
Like, do this more often, but short segments?
Yeah, like, just like 30 minutes, but do it like twice a week or something.
Twice, three times.
Or 30 minutes total with short segments in it.
But upload frequently.
We can just, we can have a whole bunch and then just release them all over the time, like a vault. Like what Wayne did before he went
there. No, it has to be kind of, the appeal to it is that it's fresh. You know?
Once a week ain't fresh for you?
No, I want it like, you know.
Oh my god.
This is what's been going on this week.
I want Khadijah's for me.
Huh?
Khadijah's for me.
Was that Khadijah? We shouldn't talk about this on the podcast.
It's not recording.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Hey, listen.
You do ask. What did you say, Ramil?
Honestly, Caitlin. One day. That's what I'm saying. It's not a thirsty thing either. It's like, I'm going
to
hang out with you a few times.
I'm
going
to tell her to listen.
We're going
to
get... All right, fine. We'll get each other. We'll get to know each other, and then we're going to get married. And
have
like these
kids.
Little, like...
I didn't know you like tight girls.
Like my... I like... If you're pretty, you're pretty. That's how I think.
That's
about
how
it.
I feel, too.
That's how I feel. Because I know... I think white guys with jungle fever is hilarious. Because normally it's opposite. It's normally like a black man with a white... Like...
I've seen that before,
see
like a
switch.
White guy in a black girl. I've seen that before. No comment, though. I'm just
no comments. No, that's always a. I find that interesting because, like, normally it's the other way around.
Yeah.
But you know, I have a lot of my cousins have dated are married to like white guys. So.
You know who are really hot? Pacific Islanders.
Like Samoan people? No.
Not Samoan.
That's Samoan. Like, that's Northern.
Northern Islands at home, sorry.
Like, almost like Hawaii.
Samoans! They're around there!
Samoans are Alaskan.
Pacific Islander. They look almost Asian.
Samoans are Alaskan.
Samoans are Alaskan.
No, they're not.
Yeah, those are...
The Rock is not Alaskan.
They're not Alaskan.
Samoans
are
Alaskan.
Oh,
that's Eskimos.
It's not literally. It's not literally Eskimo.
But it's the type because okay, you're saying it's Asian-ish. It's like Asian.
Samoans are
Asian.
The ones in Alaska.
No.
Where's my friend Google?
Hello, Google.
Google.
In Alaska.
Samoan.
Why don't we ask Josh? He knows. He knows Alaska culture.
Josh, who?
My cousin. He's in the army and he got deployed to Alaska.
I was wrong.
Yup.
Oh, we should tell him to listen.
I don't know, hold on.
Why don't we tell Josh to listen?
Yeah. listen. When we talk about stuff.
Culture of Samoa, Pacific Island.
He said Pacific
Islanders. I said, you mean Samoans?
And then we're like, well, Samoans are
Hawaiians. Not specifically Samoans. I don't know what Samoans look
girls
look like.
Word of the day is that I'm always right. That's like
Samoans.
On some non-talking
But Pacific Islanders
stuff.
Are hot.
I think mixed
like
girls are hot.
And shit like that. Philippines.
I just know that. I worked at Waterford. I'm not. Wonderworks.
Wonderworks.
And a lot of like tourists go there, and some tourists, Pacific Islanders go there, and there were a lot of hot girls.
All I'm saying is mixed girls do it best, especially the ones with curly hair.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So we need a guest for real. Jacob needs to come.
Oh, look at who it is!
Hey guys.
Oh, Jacob.
Hey guys. What's up, Jake? Nothing, chilling. How's it going?
So we're gonna go to the beach in
people.
On the beach?
What?
I was gonna say we're gonna do. Jacob wants me to do that. What's it called? Isolation tank.
Sensory deprivation.
Yeah, sensory deprivation.
Hell no! I'll never do that shit.
It's like
why? You have to know.
I'm good.
You have to know yourself. Is that what you're gonna say?
Yeah, that's what I'm. That's what I'm too.
You
I really want
to.
I really want to read
you
it more.
Freak out.
Because imagine functioning with no senses.
Just
you can't.
It's for
anything.
An hour too.
No, you can pay. It depends. I think
yeah.
I would not do it just to do that I do it for five. I need to feel it out because one
5 minutes isn't enough.
It's like being in space.
And you can literally can't feel.
I'd say like 10-15 minutes. That's the minimum.
It'll
you
feel like an hour,
any,
but it'll be 10 minutes.
You can't hear anything, see anything, taste anything, touch anything, or smell anything.
Unless you fart.
It's like you just.
If you
feel like, I feel like I ripped one. Honestly, just come back to my senses. Like, ooh, yeah, I gotta go.
I was telling Jacob.
I started
like,
in the water.
I was telling Jacob, what if you just come out of there like out of a, like in a coma? You just can't wake up.
Because I wouldn't want to just like trip. Like I know people who love it though, who just come in there and just.
Yeah.
I don't know what I think though. Like I don't know how my process of.
I don't know that you can't. It's like being.
Because think about how things are when you can't taste.
I know.
You kind of
well,
get
right
mad
now,
when your tongue is
right burning. Now, think about all the things that you're feeling.
Yeah, this calculator.
All the things
this,
that you're touching right now.
This post on my foot, like this
you're
chair.
Feeling the breeze from the fan.
Yeah.
You're feeling.
I can smell the room. I can see you guys.
You can see.
Not, all right, like not
you can
able
hear.
To see. If I can't
the,
see, I'm cool.
All the things you can hear.
I think this is not hearing part would be trippy. Because
yeah.
If I can hear like the sound of like the water,
I think
maybe I'd be okay with that, but I can't.
I don't think.
Here,
I think
it's
like
all black.
Specifically designed so you don't even hear yourself. Well, I mean, like it'll cancel out the, all the sounds. I think.
And I know it's like safe and stuff, but mentally, I don't know.
Me, him, and Martin wanted to go.
When?
We just talked about it.
I'd go with you guys. I'll hop on it. Depends how much.
Chick-fil-A trip.
No, I would not. There's some experiences you can only have with a select few people, and I'm not trying to have a cult experience.
Yeah, and you know, just people come back, they just don't talk anymore.
Do they really?
No, I'm saying.
Can't
it would be funny if it did happen. Like, just like we're excited to go, we're talking on the trip over there, and then on the trip back, no one talks. Just like.
Ramil?
Everybody's
Ramil,
changed.
Are you okay?
Everybody's a changed person.
I'm all right. I'm alright.
Just thinking about like,
just, like everything like
he's like, and then just some random employee was like, you know what? I don't want to work at Chick-fil-A.
I
gotta go.
I don't even need a sensory deprivation tank to tell me I don't want to work there anymore.
Yeah, I can't do this anymore.
Who at Chick-fil-A?
I think I'm gonna move to Rome. What? Just go somewhere.
Change my life.
I come back the next day, there's like tattoos, no hair, full beard.
Vegetarian.
Vegan.
Yeah.
Something like.
There's no wear no shoes anymore.
I don't even talk to people anymore, I just like look at you. That shit was cool. It would be a cool experience. I feel like the hour would fly by though, because when you can't feel anything, I feel like you lose sense of time.
I think you might fall asleep.
I think you might probably fall asleep.
Or you might just feel like you've been there for
no,
a really
long
time.
No, because it's because like you're awake, your mind is awake.
Yeah.
I think I'd be straight because I used to meditate a lot, so I think I'd be okay with it.
Yeah. I just start meditating. That's what you do. But yeah, you just have to think about your breath.
I think I'd freak out because I think I'd try to move, and I wouldn't be able to move.
Do you think you have a panic attack?
I don't know, because sometimes like I overthink everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's bad.
So you think it might like force you to think about things?
I think I might overthink the fact I can't move and freak out. But at the same time, I know how to pull myself in and out of bad trips.
You would get in, huh?
I know how to pull myself in and out of a bad trip, too.
Yeah.
So, this is one time.
How do you do it? You just relax? Just breathe?
I calm down, I wash my face, I drink water.
Wash your face, drink water?
Or put lotion on.
What if you can't find the water? Because you're tripping water.
I can't find water to drink. Oh, I always find water to drink. But there's been some. There was one time.
Where am I?
There was one time
I got a lake? I do a walk to the lake.
How did I get to the lake? No, I could do it. I've done it before. I've done it at people's house, but people can't tell. It's so annoying.
Mm.
It's so annoying sometimes.
Ninja Turtles.
The new one coming out?
No,
this one right here.
1990.
I never was a Ninja Turtle fan.
I saw it when I was a kid.
I'd rather watch Legend of Korra.
This should be end of part two.
Like, who cares about big turtles fighting people with swords and stuff?
Exactly. And we'll leave you with the second segment of who cares about big turtles fighting.
Let it sit.
Comment
on
your thoughts about big turtles fighting.
Let yourself contemplate the ideas and thoughts of what we just said.
And we'll be back. Thanks for listening to
Big Turtles Fighting.
James Podcast.
We'll leave you with some nice jazz, contemporary jazz.
I'm gonna fade in some jazz.
Fade in that jazz.
Actually, for all y'all out there, do a favor for your boy Young Yellow. I want you to really enjoy this jazz. Find something in your Altoid tapes,
like,
or anything.
Shut out all outside noise. Let the jazz sink in.
Take the jazz.
If your child's
have
screaming,
a clip
kick
to the face. Go eat a bowl of Lucky Charms if you catch my drift, and just enjoy some jazz.
Relax, sit on the couch.
Go on Clip Hunter and just watch videos and just turn the sound off and just listen to jazz.
Jazz, that's too far.
Jazz.
Alright, Ramil, what did you just do? Tell the people what you just did.
Oh my god, I can't even talk. This is like really in my it's like really in my nose right now. Like, okay, so
Andrea's like, oh, you can't do that. Not even black people could do that.
You overestimated your blackness.
I see a Kool-Aid liquid thing.
It's
like me.
Okay,
I didn't see.
You didn't talk loud enough, so we need to talk loud so people can hear us.
So I didn't see that this thing makes 24 fluid ounces.
What is this? What is this thing that you're talking about?
Okay, so I saw a little grape Kool-Aid. I got a little excited.
All right, so it's the grape Kool-Aid, but it's the mix. Let's see. It's the
that's
Kool-Aid
not the real
liquid.
Mix. That ain't two scoops
like
of powder with some sugar.
It's like the Mio juice makers.
It's like Mio Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
well,
it's like
think
you
it
squirt
Mio
in,
Kool-Aid.
Like you squirt two drops in one cup. Maybe
two
drops.
I squirted
drop.
It in my mouth.
One drop into one cup. So how much of this concentrated Kool-Aid?
I like took a
that
swig.
Only Wesley Snipes can handle. How much did you drink of that?
I had a swig. I don't know, but it's in my nose.
It's and in your nose, Ramil.
I feel like my eyes are grape.
You're gonna be out of it for like a day.
But at the same time, though, it's kind of addicting.
Okay, so anyway, if people are confused, you squirted a whole bunch of concentrated Kool-Aid.
Like, what
in
is
your
this
mouth.
Mutiny? Like, I'm used to the powder for all my 90s kids
you
out there. For the Tang, you know, we used to have put two scoops with like a scoop of sugar and just some water and mix it. Or when you'd put too much in like your own cup because your parents wouldn't like you make a new pitcher.
Or listen to rap.
That's probably why I'm so bad now, because I got introduced to rap so late. If I was like, you know, like a young thug, Did you get grown up, like, ready for the world?
What is that?
I can't. I'm sorry. I feel like that was inside my head for a second. It hurts.
That Kool-Aid to the brain? It probably did.
I just domed some Kool-Aid to the brain, honestly.
It probably is.
It's gonna be navy blue. Just,
that's cool.
On your, we should read. Okay, well.
Your pee is gonna be green.
My pee's gonna be green.
Your poop's gonna be green.
Although my pee and poop may be green, I will pee peeing and pooping the 19th in my new apartment for my premiere / housewarming party. If any of you guys want to come through, let me know. Your name must be on the list or you will not get in, because the list makes it feel like I actually made it somewhere in my life.
We should get listeners.
Oh, listeners, lists.
Hey, you know what? Let's shout this podcast out at your premiere party.
Yeah, I'll do it.
We should tell Juan to listen. We got Jacob, but he's not really listening. I'll text Jacob right now. Well, he's going to be mad that I didn't invite him.
He'll be in the next one. We can do another one this week.
Yeah. All right, then let's make it short.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we're ending it right now, yeah.
Basically,
this is the end.
If you know who I am and you know what I do, let me know so I can let you know if you made the list or not. You're probably going to make the list. I'm not that exclusive yet. But dress up. Be
fun. Like, I want everyone to be.
Dress up, be nice, look like you put some effort into it. I want to be clean.
Dress up nice. It's a premiere party.
It's a premiere party. I might get a red carpet, but that's like $8, and I don't know how much I can do. I really wish I had it at Gilbert's house, because when you open the door, there are curtains, and you could open the door, red carpet, then curtains, and then the grand for you.
I'll see.
All right, just I'll like a workout.
I don't know, because I might end up on your couch that night. Just...
We'll see what happens.
Inside your couch, like this.
Like inside of the couch.
Just for me, you lift up a sofa.
Where's
cushion.
It going to be?
My house. I want to be at my apartment, actually.
Okay.
We're going to have a big flat screen TV.
But you're not allowed on my futon, because I know what you do with futons and couches.
I'll be in
it's
my
just
own.
Couches. As far as I'm concerned, it's
and
just
it's only
couches.
A one-time thing. It's not going to happen again for a long time.
Like a long time meaning
like if it happens you hit the lottery.
Because I did the same amount like the another weekend and I just couldn't move.
Alright, this is the end.
This is the end.
See ya. I was gonna say, just like a workout, like if you're trying to lift weights, you don't wanna be in the gym all day for one day and then the next day you don't wanna go. So just like I wanted to put that same aspect to this podcast, let's do it nice and sweet and simple and just get it out, so that way it's not like we're afraid to do it because we're like, oh shit, I gotta be here for like an hour, because you know. So let's do it 30 minutes.
That's right. Fine. That works
max, but I don't know if this is 30 minutes, but whatever,
probably like 45.
That's fine. Ezekiel, say bye.
Bye.
Can I see that sword real quick?
No. No, don't, for real.
Give it to him. Are you serious?
Do you want him to hit you in the head?
Yeah!
You deserve that.
That's what you deserve.
No, you deserve that.
I've already been hit in the head. Stop, it hurts for real. Right, bye! So, it's so pure.
Six say bye.
I already said bye.
It's so pure.
I need to build another routine to say goodbye. We'll figure it out. We can't just manufacture it. We got to buy Zeke. What do you have?
This is the Good Bear Report signing it off.
There you go. We need a sign.
I'm just really clever.
Ramil's really clever, and I am.
You rap.
Blue hat signing off.
This is a blue hat. I'm snapping it back.
Blue hat, snap it back. Keep it real. I'm
Bye.